God's word through 2 Peter 3, verses 8 to 13. Beloved, do not forget this one thing, that with the Lord one day is as a thousand years, and a thousand years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, but he is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens pass away with a great noise. God tells us through John 2, verses 1 and 2, how Jesus will defend us at judgment time. I am writing this to you so that you will not sin, but if anyone does sin, we have an advocate who pleads our case before the Father. He is Jesus Christ, the one who is truly righteous. He himself is the sacrifice that atones for our sins, and not only for our sins, but for the sins of all the world. Through 1 John 2, verses 3 to 6, God defines who Jesus will defend. Those who honor him by loving his commandments and seeking to obey God. And we can be sure that we know him if we obey his commandments. If someone claims I know God but doesn't obey God's commandments, that person is a liar and is not living in the truth. 1 John 2, verses 5 and 6. God defines how we know whether or not Jesus will be our advocate at judgment time. But those who obey God's word truly show how completely they love him. That is how we know we are living in him. Those who say they live in God should live their lives as Jesus did. Hebrews 7, verses 24 and 25, repeat that Jesus Yeshua is God's Son, and he will be as an advocate, a lawyer, when the judgment time comes, speaking for us who honor him. But because Jesus lives forever, this priesthood lasts forever. Therefore, he is able, once and forever, to save those who come to God through him. He lives forever to intercede with God on their behalf. John 10:10 words reflect John 8:44. Jesus clearly says that Satan is real and a liar whose goal is to destroy us. Jesus warns, "The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly." Satan knows, scriptures, that all who deliberately defy God will be destroyed in God's judgment. The book of Jude warns with God's true words, "You shall hear from some people, some even in church, that God's commandments have ended. This is not what Jesus said." Matthew 24, Jesus warns, "In end times, lawlessness comes." And every time we see that word lawlessness, it means without God's scripture law. Call to Jesus while you can. Do not dare be defiant for God's judgment. Repent, turn to Him. Shall die if we defy God and disobey His word deliberately. 1 Peter 3, 8-13 is God's word. "The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat." So, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and godlessness? This is God's question through 1 Peter 3. God.